Good evening, and welcome to WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is They Had a Large Barge with a radio antenna tower on it. And it is Friday, the 30th, October, 2 a.m. As you may have known or realized, tomorrow is Halloween, and I have put together a show of songs of ghosts and spirits. Join me. The first song of the evening is going to be Jim O'Rourke's Ghost Ship in a Storm off of his album Eureka. That was Ghost Ship in a Storm. I'll be keeping this tonight nice, calm, quiet, and rainy. Like outside, the rain's been clearing up a little bit maybe, but it seems like it might be around for a while. I heard that it was maybe going to snow today, but I don't think that that's going to be happening anymore. But regardless, it'll be a slower 2 a.m. styled night. And the next song I'll play comes from very much that environment. It is from Phil Avram's Mount Eerie project, the album Dawn, which he recorded while he was in a cabin in Finland, or Norway, sorry, as he was in a cabin in Norway for a winter. And he wrote some songs, and this is one of them, Great Ghosts. That was Phil Overham of Mount Eerie, and the next artist, Beverly Glenn Copeland, are connected in an interesting way. Both of them are members, or I guess artists, who will be performing in this speaker system called Oda, which attempts to give live performances into people's own homes. But it's a fascinating business model. This way this works is that you buy a expensive speaker system that only works with, or it will work with other things, but if you want to listen to these concerts, then you have to buy the speaker system and then pay an extra $100 to have a subscription to listen to them play. And both Phil Overham and Beverly Glenn Copeland, the next artist, are going to be performing in this system. And it's interesting because both of these artists are very introspective, thoughtful artists, I would say, people who care a lot about the ecosystem where their work is played. And I'm glad that they found a system, I think, which lets them make money, especially during our national situation, but it also is bizarre that they're doing so in a way that feels, I don't know, it's a not an easy way to listen to them. Not that things need to be easy, but maybe it's a way that suits their kind of music, slow, thoughtful. But I personally, as much as I would love to listen to both of them live, just am not going to buy a $300 speaker set and then a $100 subscription to listen to them. So it's interesting how someone so artist, so thoughtful, might not interact with all fans and at the same time. Not that those are contradictions in any way, but it's an interesting connection between the two artists, and I hope to maybe find some other way of listening to those live performances which they hope to make. But this is Ghost House, after a way too long introduction, off of Beverly Glenn Copeland album, which is the name of the album. Here it is. That was Ghost House by Beverly Glenn Copeland. It's a fantastic song, and very much, for me, a night song, a rainy night song. And the next song is no exception either. It's going to be Tok Tok's The Rainbow from Spirit of Eden, which is maybe the quintessential stormy but calm weather album for me. Here it is. And that was The Rainbow by Tok Tok, off of Spirit of Eden. And before I move on to the next song, I want to say a quick PSA here. This is from Medford, their Halloween, How to Celebrate Safely. Low-risk activities include pumpkin carving or decorating with your family or at a safe distance outdoors, decorating your house, apartment, or living space, a Halloween scavenger hunt, virtual Halloween costume contest, Halloween outdoor movie night, and moderate risk activities include one-way trick-or-treating where individually wrapped goodie bags are lined up for families to grab and go, small group outdoor open-air costume parade where people are distanced more than 6 feet apart, or attending a costume party held outdoors where protective masks are used and people can remain more than 6 feet apart, or going to an open-air one-way walk-through haunted forest where appropriate mask use is enforced and people can remain more than 6 feet apart. Then higher risk activities, which you should avoid doing, are trick-or-treating, where treats are handed directly to children who go door-to-door, trunk-or-treat, where treats are handed out from trunks of cars lined up in large parking lots, crowded costume parties held indoors, or indoor haunted houses, or hayrides or tractor rides with people who are not in your household. And then also, using alcohol or drugs, which can cloud judgment and increase risky behaviors. And then finally, traveling to a rural fall festival that is not in your community if you live in an area with community spread of COVID-19. So those are low risk, medium risk, and higher risk activities that can happen Halloween. And you should trend towards those lower risk activities. But most of all, be careful. That's from Medford MA's website, which you can visit at medfordma.org/seasonal-events. Back to the music. The next song I'll be playing tonight is Chocolate Girl by Animal Collective off of Spirit They've Gone, Spirit They've Vanished. Here it is.
Thank you. But she was growing out of play school. Still she could kick and scream and play until she wanted to. Thank you.
That was Chocolate Girl by Animal Collective off of Spirit They've Gone, Spirit They've Vanished. You might know Animal Collective from some of their later works. Later albums were quite popular, like Fireworks is one song. I played it before on the show, I think, or a 20-minute version of it, at least, not the radio version at all. But something about Animal Collective, specifically on this album, they feel like a completely different band, but they also feel like completely different music to me. I was sitting here listening to it and watching the rain outside. And the static that's incorporated into this album not only sounds like the rain in some ways to me, it feels like the rain, not really sounds like it. To me, rain is static, but it also feels very young and nostalgic. It feels like music that stirs memories in me, and it was weird. I was listening to it and I was just had a memory pop in of me walking right by here pretty much exactly a year ago, and it was interesting to remember that, and maybe hopefully you remembered something that you might have forgotten about when you listened to this song. I think that album has an interesting ability to stir emotion and memory, at least in me personally. So I'm glad I was able to maybe share that with someone who they remembered something. The next song of the evening is going to be something by Six Organs of Admittance, which isn't a well-known band, but it's a slow song, very beautiful, I feel, very misty, very rainy, and very nighttime, which is where we are right now. The song is Spirits of End, and the release is Dark Noontide. Here it is. Hopefully that was enjoyed. That was, again, Spirits Abandoned, the song name, and then the band name was Six Organs of Admittance. And it definitely sounds like Organs of Admittance. That's a good band name for what they create in my mind. It feels very much like a misty ocean kind of feeling. And what I love about that specifically is how they incorporate drones and guitars together in a way that makes it feel like sharp water. I think it's pretty beautiful, but also maybe not the best for a 45-minute long album. It's not my favorite album, but I do think that in smaller doses, it can be really beautiful and moving, and hopefully it was to you. The next song, Ghost Hardware by Burial, off their album Untrue, is similar to me in the feeling that it's a very much rainy song. I think that the reason why I think that is that I was walking a lot in the rain and late at night listening to this. I think it's great late night walking music, and it feels like I often end up walking late at night in the rain. Anyways, I think it's very fitting for that, although I wonder if it's because of the music itself or because of my associations. Maybe you'll have to listen to it and see what you find in it. It'll be Ghost Hardware by Burial. Here it is. Thank you.
with that record just mixing. You know, it's just all clips together.
That was Ghost Hardware by Burial. Something that I think is consistent in all the songs I've played tonight, and includes the next song, is that all of them have a bit of almost a staccato to them, a sharpness, and then a softness. I think that that's something that sounds very ghostly, and also very rainy, so I think it's been a well-fitting evening to play this set during. And the final song, Give Up the Ghost by Radiohead off of The King of Limbs, is no exception. Here it is, the final song of the night.
Gather up the pennies.
That was Give of the Ghost by Radiohead off of The King of Limbs. And that was our evening. That was Ghosts and Spirits. And this has been They Had a Large Barge with a radio antenna tower on it. And you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope that you had a great evening. I hope that you heard some great songs. And yes, that is it for me for now. Now I will turn on the automation software. I think it'll run for a while. I don't know when the next show is, but it's a while out. So listen to what the computer chooses to play if you wish to stay. And have a great, great night. Be safe.